Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wapshaw. We're still here, Minnesota State University, Mankato, for 2014 Verizon Vikings training camp. We got six good questions. Let's get right to it. Our first question comes from Andrew in Jacksonville. Last season, the Castle-Jennings chemistry was apparent. Do you see any other bonds growing with Castle and Bridgewater with any particular receiver? I do see some. I think the Castle-Jennings bond is still very strong. Teddy Bridgewater seems to connect with Adam Thielen quite a bit, and really, Adam Thielen's connection with Matt Castle is good too. Adam has been running with the first and the second team. Overall, the chemistry between the receivers and the quarterbacks has been very good in training camp, and I only expect it'll get stronger as the preseason rolls on. Our next question comes from Cody in Naples, Florida. Has Shamar Stephen done anything impressive? Is he getting many reps? Shamar is getting a ton of reps, actually. He's at a very good training camp down here in Mankato. And in the Vikings' first preseason game against Oakland, he led us in tackles. So I expect Shamar to continue to get second team reps and maybe even get some run with the first team as the preseason moves forward. Steve in the United Kingdom asks, could Tiny Richardson play left guard? And would the Vikings look at him there, or is he too big? I wouldn't say he's too big to play left guard because I don't like size to be a disqualifier for anyone in any position. But his size and skill set makes him better suited to play tackle. So I expect him to stay at either left tackle or right tackle. But if the Vikings find him too good to cut, but there's no room at tackle, they could try and cross-train him at guard too. Our next question comes from Jason in Boston, Massachusetts. How do you see Kyle Rudolph performing in terms of fantasy football points this year? I think Kyle's going to have a solid season, but I did a little bit of looking, and if you look on a lot of fantasy football cheat sheets, Kyle Rudolph isn't even in the top 10 in terms of tight ends. So I think he's a little bit undervalued. That's probably because he missed half of last season with an injury. We expect Kyle to be healthy entering this season, and because of that, I recommend you sit on Kyle Rudolph, grab him in one of the middle rounds, and watch him score touchdowns for you all season long. Is there any way to convince Coach Zimmer to do joint practices with another NFL team during training camp? The Vikings had to deal with the transition to TCF, and they have a brand new coaching staff, so a little too much change all in one season to start doing joint practices again, but it is something that could happen down the road. Our final question comes from Gordy in Golden Valley. What are some of the best stories you anticipate from the Vikings over the course of the season? I'll give you three to watch once the regular season begins. How about the Vikings defense with Mike Zimmer and George Edwards? I think it can be a top 10 scoring defense, which would be a monumental achievement for the staff and for the players, given the Vikings ranked last in that category last season. How about the emergence of Cordarrelle Patterson as a game-changing big play wide receiver? He did it last year as a kick returner, but I think he can do it this year as a wide receiver. And then, of course, Adam Thielen, who we already talked about earlier in pick six, but I think he's a guy to watch. He played college football right here at Division II, Minnesota State Mankato, and I think he could make the Vikings roster and be on the 53-man roster to start the season. He's a story to watch as well. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of the Pick Six. It's our final one from training camp in Mankato. We move back to Winter Park after Saturday's preseason game. So please keep sending your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. We'll see you next week.